Hey, before we dive into today's episode, I had to let you know that I just launched my brand new Front Row CEO virtual staffing agency, and we provide efficient, reliable, and affordable virtual assistants for your business. After personally vetting more than 100 VAs and matching them with clients, I know now that we have a proven system to find your perfect match virtual assistant. And we're not your typical agency. We, the team, have extensive experience with all aspects of the hiring process. And we take pride in personally selecting top-notch virtual assistants who will meet your unique business requirements. Our vetting process is super unique, and we continue to optimize this process to make sure we are only finding the best of the best VAs. We also do not charge ongoing fees or manage and mark up your VA's wage. So you can learn more about this at ceovirtualstaffing.com. And right now we have capacity for 30 new clients. If you are number 31 or 32, that doesn't mean that you can't join us. It just means you might have to wait a week or two. So go to ceovirtualstaffing.com. Now let's get into the episode.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vay, Nerdchuck, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
Hey there. So last week we talked about the kind of mindset we need to have in place before we hire a virtual assistant in order to make sure that we're successful with a virtual assistant. And today we're going to talk about the magical effect of recurring tasks. And this is the answer to the panic that you feel when you just think about hiring a virtual assistant and you think, you know what those busy days look like when you're just so swamped, so covered up. And to think that you also have to be responsible for allotting tasks, it's a bad feeling. Maybe you've been there before. Maybe you did hire someone and it required that you be on top of it, right? Like that you have a list for them of things to do every single day. And if you're so busy, then what happens is you just throw up your hands and just say, oh, you know, I'm just wasting money. They're just, they're not doing anything because I don't have time to stop what I'm doing to tell them what to do. So recurring tasks are the answer to this problem. Let me explain. So I figured the best way to illustrate this would be to just share with you some of the tasks, recurring tasks that we have in our business, okay, to get your juices flowing. So first of all, I'm looking down at my notes. You're going to hear pages turning. But okay, let's start with daily tasks. Scheduling, admitting new people into our Facebook group. If you have a Facebook group, then you know what I'm talking about. You have to screen those people and make sure that they are the right people for your group. And I know that there's Facebook offers an automated way of doing this. And also there are third-party tools, which we do use some of those. But really, I prefer it when my VAs can one by one look at the people who are coming in and make sure that this is the right group for them and to make sure that they've answered all the questions that are necessary when joining the Facebook group. And then also welcoming them once they do join the Facebook group. Also adding posts to units. So right now we're just talking about Facebook group management, but if you have a Facebook group and you want to run it well, you almost have to have help to do this because there's a ton of work. So keeping it organized, making sure the right announcements are pinned to the top, making sure your banners are relevant with your current promotions, making sure things get sorted into those guides or units, as they used to call them inside your group, making sure events are created inside your Facebook group. All right, so that's all like Facebook group management. Social media stuff, like that alone, if all you did was hand over daily social media tasks, you could keep a VA busy just about all day long, depending how deep you want them to go. But at a bare minimum, posting on your social media, making sure that like tweets get retweeted, anybody who tweets you, that it gets retweeted, keeping track of statistics of your social media posts, like what was the engagement? What were your most popular posts? Putting all of that on a spreadsheet for you. Repurposing everything that you have for social media. Going back into the archives, right? I'm sure you have a ton of content that you didn't stretch it. like you could have or should have. And a VA can go back and do that as long as the content, you know, is still relevant. Your email inbox. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You certainly can. I think I have a podcast episode about this. If not, I know I have a YouTube episode about this that shows you precisely how your virtual assistant can manage your inbox. It was the last thing I handed over. I wish it would have been the first thing because this is your business email account we're talking about, but it's so wonderful to wake up in the morning and see, you know, maybe four emails versus 40 or 400. Processing all of your content that is timely. For example, you live stream. Well, after you live stream on any of the social channels, it's going to sit there as a replay. But really, you want to make sure that as many people see it as possible. So many things need to happen for that to be the case. So first, you might want your VA to download it and upload it into YouTube, or download it and cut it into bits and turn it into short form audio. Or let's say you have a Zoom call with a client. Well, you need to send the client the replay in a lot of cases. Maybe you even offer them a transcript. Maybe you talked about resources during the live stream or the Zoom call that need to be found by your virtual assistant, whether it was a book and an author, and then they need to create a link to that Amazon, the book that you suggested. So, you know, if you've done any of these things before, you know that there's just a trail of tasks that follow each and every one of those activities. And I would just say client engagement in general, whether that's an email or messaging or whatever, your VA can handle that. As a matter of fact, your VA can take phone calls. You could set up a Skype number or a Google Voice number for your VA, direct all calls that way, and your VA can answer the phone for you. All right. And so weekly recurring tasks. Well, in our business, we have a, and you could do this exact same thing. We have a list. It's called the TACO Guide, and TACO stands for Tools and Apps Creating Opportunities for All. So in my Facebook group, every Tuesday, people share their favorite tools and apps. And then what happens is on a weekly basis, my team gathers all of those tools and resources and puts them in this guide. It's now many, many pages long. And we not only add the link to the guide, but we categorize it. We check out what the tool is first to make sure it's something that looks good. That usually they're fantastic, the things that our members share. And then we put them in this guide and we have it beautifully organized by category. Okay, so maybe it would be like free stock video apps. And then we list them all there and then we have them hyperlinked. So it's very easy for people to click and download whatever the tool is. And so we do this weekly, 52 weeks a year. And then now when the end of the year comes, we have this awesome, really awesome lead magnet that people just love. And so I'll talk about this when we get to the annual recurring tasks, but one of our annual recurring tasks is to take that TACO guide that we have been compiling weekly and promoting the heck out of it and gifting it to our community. And it's a wonderful list builder, and it's just a really wonderful, valuable thing that the members of our community really love and look forward to every year. Whatever business you're in, you could absolutely do something like this. You could collect books, and even if you don't have a community of other people sharing these items, like, so, you know, this is user-created content, essentially, but even if you don't have that, and you just make it a point to pick your favorite app or your favorite book or whatever in your industry, at the end of the year, you're going to have a nice little list and you could do the same thing. Also, keeping all of our affiliate links straight. So on a weekly basis, actually, this is more sort of as needed. So anytime we sign up for a new tool, we have a beautiful spreadsheet that is beautifully organized by my team of all of our affiliate links. And everybody should have one of these because even if you don't have a big audience, we're always referring things to each other that we love, the things that we use, right? It could be a pair of jeans that you just love that you got off of Amazon, or it could be something, you know, in your business. But the point is we're all like referring stuff to each other all the time. And now almost everything offers you an affiliate link. It doesn't When someone purchases from your affiliate link, it doesn't cost them anymore, but you just get a nice little referral fee. You know, it might just be a couple of dollars, but those couple of dollars add up over the course of time. And if you have a large online business and you're dealing with a lot of these tools, then you are probably like I am with several pages of these links. Some of them become obsolete, but you want to have them handy mainly because someone, and this happens to us on a daily basis, where someone will say, "Hey, Jen, what's that email service provider you talked about?" And I'll say, "Oh, you know, that's ConvertKit. Let me send over my affiliate link." ConvertKit gives you, I don't know, they get some sort of special extra free week or something, you know how they do. Or maybe there's no benefit at all other than, you know, it's a little thank you to you for providing the information. Okay, that was affiliate links. We use an app called GetBeamer. I love it. And it's like a little pop-up on our website and our membership site that just shows like what's coming up on our calendar, things we don't want people to miss, both inside and outside of our membership. And it needs to be updated. And so that's on our weekly. Checking broken links and website, our website in general. So that happens weekly. We have a checklist for that so that every week we can make sure we're looking at all the things we need to be looking at. Our YouTube management and our podcast management. So I'm not even going to go into that. I'm just going to tell you that if you're doing YouTube videos or you're doing a podcast or you're doing a blog for that matter, there's a recurring list of tasks that go underneath that that are a mile long. So if that's all you handed off, you're not going to have that dread feeling that we talked about earlier of like, oh, there's nothing for them to do and I need to get out in front of them so I could show them what to do and I'm too busy to do that. Nope, that's not going to be the case because there is plenty, plenty there. Monthly tasks. Well, on a monthly basis, this goes back to our Facebook group. Our team finds the people who are most engaged in the group and recognizes them with a beautiful little post and a nice little message. We do that publicly. And the thing is, Facebook gives you those analytics. So like you could see, they tell you exactly who is most engaged in your business. I mean, in your Facebook group. Anniversaries. So if you have a membership and you want to recognize people for their 1 year, 2 year, 3 year anniversary for being in your membership, we have a system for that. So our team, you know, is keeping track of that. So everybody's dates and then all of their dates. So they check the anniversary list once a week and see who has anniversaries coming up. They go on a spreadsheet and then we have different routes we take depending on the year of the anniversary or whether they're a charter member, right? So some people, I shouldn't go down this rabbit hole, but I'll just tell you, we have this really cool automation we set up. It's a link and we send it to people via Messenger and we're like, "Hey, it's your anniversary. Pick one of these things that you'd like to receive." And we give them a choice of, depending on their level, they get a choice of three gifts. One of them is, this is for our big anniversaries, is a 1 hour one-on-one consult with me or strategy session with me, which I don't even offer anymore. So that's one thing. And then another one is like merch. We've got a hoodie and like a Front Row VIP tumbler. And then everybody, all of our charter members every year get something in the mail every single year. And I don't want to say what we're sending out this year because I don't want to spoil the surprise. But that's all done. That's all powered by the virtual team. I don't have to do that. They create a content planner every single month. And really, they just are replicating the calendar from the week before. It's a beautiful template that they created. They pick all the special holidays for that particular month and add it to the calendar. And they send that out to our membership. That's real value that I can say to my members, like, when you join this membership, you're going to get monthly content calendar sent to you every single month. And they love it. It's one of their favorite things. And I don't do that. My team creates that. And then an affiliate report. So if you work with affiliates, then you obviously need to keep track of who needs to get paid. And so my team keeps track of that on a monthly basis and sends me an affiliate report. I just remembered, I didn't stick on this list, but also weekly, we have someone who compiles on a beautiful spreadsheet all of our social media statistics, everything like what was the content that got the most engagement? How many new followers do we have? How many followers did we lose? So we're looking at our growth And also, like, YouTube is broken down very specific. So we have a whole YouTube spreadsheet that shows, like, how long did they watch? How long was the average video watched? How many new subscribers? Did we lose any subscribers? What was the most popular video this week? So all of those statistics. Then annually, cleaning our email list. I actually might move to doing this twice a year, but basically we want to clean our email list to make sure that we don't have any dead weight in there, honestly, because as you know, if you have people who aren't just, you have a lot of cold subscribers who aren't opening up your emails, it really affects your overall open rate and like whether or not your emails are going into people's spam folders. Not to mention the fact that it's expensive. Like once you get over 20,000 email subscribers, it costs. Like we use ConvertKit and it's expensive. So you want to keep an eye on that. And we have the same email sequence that we send out and I don't have to touch it. My team is able to take care of that. Another annual task, recurring task, is organizing our Google Drive folders. Or I should say, we have a system for organizing our Google Drive folders. And then the team, right around, I would say November, duplicates all of those folders and renames them for the new year. And they're sitting there ready to go on January 1. Also, our holiday cards. So the team puts together all of the labels, and I like to handwrite my holiday cards. So they print out they format all of the labels and, you know, deleting any people who maybe are not part of our community anymore and adding all the new people. I mean, that's kept up on a regular basis, but that's kind of automated once people sign up with us. But formatting the labels is really just such a wonderful thing. I just print them out on my end, and then I go back home, I sit by the fire with a cup of cocoa, and I send love letters to my members. And that's the kind of thing you just can't do when you're doing all this stuff yourself. You know, you can't do that fun kind of stuff. Let's see here. We have a ginormous wall calendar that is really cool, that instead of like those blocks for like each month, it's each month is one horizontal line across this giant wall calendar, like giant. It takes up almost my whole wall. And one of my friends and colleagues, Leanna Weller-Smith, creates a special branded one for my community. So I always have to make sure and get the link for that and share it with the group. So the team takes care of that. And then I told you about sending out the taco guide and promoting it at the beginning of the year. And we call it like the best apps for entrepreneurs for 2022 or 2023. You know, as the years change, that changes. And then another annual recurring task is a Black Friday promotion, which everybody can participate in that to some degree. I'm pretty sure a podcast episode on that and a blog post as well on how you can think about incorporating that into your business. And then we do annual planning. So it's like a full day workshop, sometimes 2 days, where we get together as a team and we plan. And then occasional as needed sorts of tasks are like, if someone cancels from, if you have a membership site and they cancel, that needs to be processed. We have an exit email that gets automatically sent to people. Like if someone automatically like goes to PayPal and disconnects PayPal and cancels that way, then we Zapier, we get a notification. I mean, it connects to Zapier, which then sends an automated email that's like, all good things must come to an end, but you know, we'd love to know why you're leaving us. It'll help us be better and all of that. And people respond to that, and it really, really helps us to improve our programs. Failed payments. So that happens sometimes. People lose their credit cards or whatever, and you get those failed payment notifications. So the team takes care of that. And in fact, I could probably do a whole podcast episode on this, but having someone else to handle financial conversations is such a benefit in your business, right? Like you don't want to, do you? You don't want to reach out and be like, hey, Sally, your credit card failed. It's like awkward. I don't like to talk money with my clients. I don't have to. My team can do all that. Not just fail payments, like, you know, hey, it's time for renewal, or, you know, those kind of conversations, you don't have to have them. Adding new links to Linktree. So if you're using Instagram or really any social media channel, you know, or TikTok, and a lot of them Twitter, same way, where you're only allowed one link in your bio. So you use something like a link tree. Well, every time we do a podcast episode, every time, so this really, I should say, is a weekly task, not an occasional one, but anytime we have new content, new blog posts, new YouTube, whatever, that link tree needs to be updated. And also making sure that things that have passed, like, you know, things that are outdated, get removed from your link tree. Updating all the headers and banners in all of the places on social media to correlate with whatever it is you're promoting at that time. And so, you know, you want to definitely trick out all that real estate that is available to you in your Twitter banner and your LinkedIn banner and all of that to really highlight what it is you're talking about. And for us, you know, that can change so much. Like, that can change so often. And so it's really nice knowing that I've got that covered. So that's honestly just scraping the surface of recurring tasks. And this is the secret for getting rid of that anxiety of feeling like you can't hire someone because you are afraid of having to just constantly be worried about what it is you're going to hand off. You don't. Not to mention the fact that I have a free list of 160 tasks that you can outsource to your team just to get the ball rolling for you. And that is going to be on the show notes page. Also, I want to make sure you know about our free workshop that is starting on Monday, August the 15th. It's Solopreneur to CEO Secrets, all about how to hire and train your perfect match virtual assistant. And if you're listening to this and the workshop has long passed, don't worry. If you go to CEOSecretsTraining.com, and that's secrets with an S, it'll redirect you to some other similar training that we'll have on the subject, okay? Mike, because you know why? You know why we can do that? Because I have an awesome team that makes all that magic happen. And I want you to have that magic in your business too. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.